This office is brought to you by Triumph of the Heart, the new film that will bring the inspiring story of St. Maximilian Kolbe to the world on September 12th. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Light ever radiant, source of light and wellspring, loving and gracious, hear the prayers we offer. Light, come adorn us, banish with your splendor sin born of darkness. Lo, day has ended with its weary labor, and by your favor we have been protected. Gladly we thank you at this hour and always for every blessing. At the sunsetting, darkness now enfolds us, but may the true sun, who with golden radiance cares for the angels in their holy legions, grant us his splendor. Christ, our Redeemer, merciful and gentle, blot out the failings daylight hours have hidden. Let hearts shine brightly with unclouded splendor as the night passes. Praise to the Father, to the Son, all glory, equal in power with the Holy Spirit, ruling creation with sublime dominion through all the ages. Amen.
Yours is more than mortal beauty. Every word you speak is full of grace. My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh. In splendor and state ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Yours is more than mortal beauty.
Every word you speak is full of grace. The bridegroom is here. Go out and welcome him. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your lord, pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor. Her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They're escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name forever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The bridegroom is here. Go out and welcome him. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. We thank God constantly that in receiving his message from us you took it, not as the word of men, but as it truly is. The word of God at work within you who believe. Accept my prayer, O Lord, which arises up to you.
Accept my prayer, O Lord, which arises up to you.
Like burning incense in your sight,
which rises up to you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Accept my prayer, O Lord, which rises up to you.
Forever will my soul proclaim the greatness of the Lord. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, qui respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et Aeternam ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes.
Qui affecit mihi mania qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius. Et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui. Deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esudientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Forever will my soul proclaim the greatness of the Lord. Let us praise Christ who loves, nourishes, and supports his church. With faith let us cry out to him. Answer the prayers of your people, Lord. Lord Jesus, grant that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Answer the prayers of your people, Lord. Preserve our Holy Father, Pope Leo, and Oscar, our Bishop. Come with your power to help them.
Answer the prayers of your people, Lord.
Remember those who long for honest work, so that they may lead a life of peaceful security.
Answer the prayers of your people, Lord.
Lord, be the refuge of the poor, their help in distress.
Answer the prayers of your people, Lord.
We commend to your care all bishops, priests, and deacons who have died. May they sing your praises forever around your heavenly throne.
Answer the prayers of your people, Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty Father, you have given us the strength to work throughout this day. Receive our evening sacrifice of praise in thanksgiving for your countless gifts. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnium malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. Triumph of the Heart begins the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe where that story typically ends, that day in Auschwitz where the saint took the place of a condemned man. Its artistic excellence and inspirational power raises the bar for Catholic films. Don't miss this opportunity to be deeply moved by the light of Christ shining in the darkest place on earth. Triumph of the Heart comes to theaters the weekend of September 12th to 14th. Look for it in a theater near you. For more information, visit kolbemovie.com. That's KOLBE, kolbemovie.com. God bless.